Damien, you had it and then you didn't have it. What's the thoughts after what I suppose a dramatic finish?
Aye, look, we were ourselves to blame for a whole lot of it. Donegal showed up in the day very hungry, very aggressive, obviously very defensive and well organised and well set up. You know, we weren't getting our shots away, etc. So, no, we took a lot of learning from the day. We got ourselves into a strong position at the penalty there and stuff, and didn't convert it. So, you know, it sort of gave that energy back again to Donegal. And to be fair, the Donegal lads dug in really well there and showed a great desire maybe that we didn't have on the day, you know.
5-2 down, then 5-4, and you had the ball over the bar and said 16 seconds. And
we responded really well at the start of the second half in terms of where we were at. We felt we were far too passive in around the middle third in the first half. And we, you know, that 15 minutes after half time was our probably only phase in the game where we were even happy enough for ourselves, you know. But look, credit to Donegal, they came back in it, and the conditions were tough for both sides, and it was a good old game for a league final, etc. But we knew Donegal were one of the forces to be reckoned with in this championship, and that just shows you there today they are.
And the championship's a wee bit different, but it's similar to the league in a way. It's not like you're preparing for one off game the way it was when you're here before with Mainers, so
no,
how do you approach that?
The next 4 weeks, or the next that sort of 4, 5, 6 weeks now, is it's probably similar type standard of intensity of games that we had there today, as opposed to the league, the previous actual league that we've just played in, was about trying a lot of players and stuff like that. So I think all the teams were at that. Today was a bit of a step up in terms of intensity. I would imagine it was good, brilliant preparation for us going into that, and certainly none of the other games or anything like that. So you know, I suppose it's a wee bit like a McCrory Cup. The games will be intense, etc. But when it comes to the knockout, they are the ones that they'll still be knockout. They'll still be, for me, the real Ulster Championship, where anybody can beat anybody. And you know, there'll be more learnings. Everybody will improve week to week in this group section. You know, that's, you know, the management teams get far more focused, far more dissect the game far more, dissect the opposition far more, etc. So there's opportunities to progress, and there's opportunities to get put in your backside as well.
And finally, with it being under 17 now, and lads that wee bit younger, take a bit of bouncing back from today or not, or what was the sort of mood inside the dressing room?
The boys are very disappointed. And you know, obviously the other side of the coin is that, you know, you can see the Donegal lads were in really good spurts after the match. So, you know, it's a lift to them and all the rest, but it puts in black and white the work that we have to do. It puts in black and white to the boys. I always think a minor group never really understands what you're telling them until it happens to them. So, you know, there's loads of learning from them. They have to take the experiences. That's all part of football, is bouncing back. The management team will have to look at it as well and see what we can do to improve the whole thing. But we'll take a break maybe on Tuesday night from training. We'll be back next Thursday, and that's a serious run of training and games then, sort of 6-7 weeks in the trot after that. So all been well.